can't fill in even the second day. Like Rashi says, mitzvah shani klayma hoyol u mitzvah laniach tefillin motzvah laniach liyalter b'shein. You're allowed to put on a tefillin right away at the beginning of the second day. Tana Rabbanu, look at the price like this. Ovel gimu yamim orishonim osa bimlocha. The first 3 days you're not allowed to do any work at all. Even if you're a very poor person and you make your panosa going around collecting stocker, still the first 3 days of Avedus you can't even collect stocker. Mikan vielach, after the first 3 days, if you're such a person who doesn't have watit, you're allowed to do work privately in your house. Vanisha sitting shiva, tovi beplach b'teich beisa, she could weave with a spindle privately in her house. Tana Rabbanan. Ovel gimu yomim orishonim ein acholik lebeis ovel. A novel, the first 3 days you can't go be menachem ovel, go to somebody else's, even go to see another ovel. Mikan vielach, after the first 3 days of your ovelus, herlich, you're allowed to go to be menachem ovel, go to another ovel's house also. But v'ein yeshiv b'makom menachemim, if you go to menachem ovel by somebody else, you can't go and sit with the people that are be menachem that ovel sits. But rather sit next to the oval in a place that they'll give you, they'll appease you also. Turn around, Rabbanu, look at the price like this. Ovel gimu yomim orishonim osa b'shila shalom. The first 3 days you're an oval, you're not allowed to give anybody, say shalom aleichem to anybody. You can't ask anybody how he is. Mishloisha v'yad shiva, from the third day until the seventh day, meshiv, you're allowed to answer, but v'yena shel, you can't ask. Mikan v'elach, after the seventh day, after sitting shiva, shoyel u'meshiv, kedakri. You're allowed to ask to give shalom aleichem to other people. If somebody gives you shalom, you're allowed to answer back, shalom aleichem shalom. Shloisha yomim orishonim, now the Gemara says, is also b'shila shalom, is that true? That the first 3 days, you're not allowed to ask shalom aleichem, you're allowed to ask people how they're feeling. For Tanya, we learned like this. It once happened that Rabbi Kiva's son died. The whole Klal Yisrael went in there to give them a spadim. Hespid Godel, a big hespid. And Bishas Petirosim, when they were going out of the hespid, Omer Rabbi Kiva Al Safso, Rabbi Kiva himself got up. And he said like this, Al Safso Godel, he stood up on a big chair. For Yomar Achenu Beis Yisrael, all my brothers. Shimu afilu shnei bonim chasanim menuchim hu b'shvil kovar shasisim. Even though my two sons were chasanim, but I'm menuchim, I'm appeased from the great covet he gave them. That he came, everybody came to the hespit. V'yim b'shvil akiva, b'osim, if he came because of me, harei kam akiva b'shuk, like what's so great about me? There are a lot of akivas in the shuk. Elos, he said like this, this is what everybody said in their own heart, that Torah selakov believer, the Torah of Hashem is believer is in the heart. The kol shchein sheschochem kofel, that avadi get like double amount of schar reward, like Rashi says, because you're not coming stam because of me, but rather shelakovat hat Torah bosim, you came to give cover to the great Torah that I have. So he told him, "Luchulu v'atechem l'sholem, go to your house l'sholem. Everybody should have peace." So Rashi says, "Harei shol b'shloimam." It's like he was saying, "Like shalom to everybody." He was giving everybody, "Like go in peace." And we're saying now, in Ovel is also the first 3 days, like to say shalom aleichem to somebody, to be shol about the shalom of the peace of people. And here he was saying to everybody, "Go home in peace." So the Moran says, "Kovid rabim shani." Here was different. About was a whole big rabim there by the hespid. As covered to the rabbin was different, here he was allowed to. But and I was saying that, Migimel v'yadzayim, from the third day of Avelis until the seventh day of the Avelis, Meshiv is let answer back if somebody gives him shalom, but v'yayin shol, he can't ask somebody else, shalom aleichem. Mikan v'yelach, after the 7 days of Avelis, shol he can ask, or Meshiv is let answer back. Kedarka, he can answer back normally. For the Gemara Minu, I have a kasher on this. It says, Alocha ha-moitzi es chaveroi ovol. V'toich lamed yoyim, if you meet your friend that's an ovol. So, during the first 30 days, is medabri moitan chumim. You're supposed to talk to him to try and appease him. In other words, talk about the mace. Try and appease him about the mace. V'yein eshoyel, v'yein eshoyel b'shloimai. But you're not allowed to ask him Shalom Aleichem. Liachalamet, after 30 days, Lachalamet Yoin, Sheol B'Shalom, if you meet your friend, you'll let it, give him Shalom Aleichem, ask him how he's doing. V'yeinim Adaber Imoy Tanchumim. And then you don't talk anymore about the mace, to be Menachem, to make him feel good. You forget about, you don't talk about the mace anymore. What about Mesa Ishtoi? Let's say your friend's wife died. V'nos Ishacheris, and your friend went right away and got a new wife. He got married. So Rashi says there are cases when it's mutter. It's mutter. We don't have, if you have young children. Rashi says kugayin shein or else kugayin shein leibonim klakamon. Because if you don't have any children yet, you were makan the mitzvah per revu, then you'll let her get married. Like we'll learn about it later on. So in such a case that his first wife died and then he got married to a second wife, halacha is einu rishur likonas lebeisel ladabri moitan chumim. You're not going to go into your friend's house and talk to him about divrit and chumim or talking to make him feel good about his first wife to his mate. Don't talk about his first wife. And since he's married to a second wife already, it's not nice to talk about his first wife in front of a second wife. Of a matzah b'shuk, let's say meet him outside on the street. Oy maloy b'saf harof, you can tell him making a soft voice. Ovechoy b'droish, very quietly, very easily, lightly, talk to him to Menachem about his first wife that was mace. Now, Omer Avidi Baravin, so chud here it's a kasha. Like Rashi says, Ketonim Miesa says over here, that b'teich la medyoyim einu shel b'shloimai, and not let ask him about sholim. So l'chura kosher ein she'ovel atzma ein she'ov b'shloimai. So l'chura, it's for sure, it means the oval himself cannot ask other people about peace. So that's the theory here. It says that other people should not ask him about peace. So how come before it says the oval, after the 7 days of Avelis, he's not ask anybody about shalom, about peace? So Gemara says, Enechnam, the Gemara says like this, Omer Avidi Baravin. Who shoyel b'shloim acherim? Enechnami. He's allowed to ask other people about peace. Why? Sha'achirim shuri m'sholim. Because other people are b'sholim. Ma'ashenkein, or they're peaceful, everything is okay with them. But achirim ain shoyalim b'shloimai, but other people should not ask the oval about his sholim. Why? Shu'ein shuri b'sholim, because right now he's not b'sholim. So that's the halacha. Even though the oval could ask other people shalom aleichem, but other people should not ask the oval himself shalom aleichem. So the Gemara asks now, v'amidiv toni, since we learned Meshiv is allowed to answer back, Mechlau de Shalinin Le, Mashm, other people ask him Shalom Aleichem also. So Gemara says, the Loyadi, the other people ask him at the Pshat, the people do not know the Aloch that you're not allowed to ask another Shalom Aleichem. He Hochi, if so, Hosam Nami, the same thing the other way also. So Gemara says, Hochi, if so, Hosam Nami, like even during the first 3 days also. Like what to say, he can't answer back. Of course, somebody asks him that doesn't know the Aloch, he should also be allowed to answer him back. During the first 3 days, the oval is not supposed to answer back aleichem shalom like, but just rather to tell the person the halacha, don't ask me shalom aleichem, I'm an oval right now. Is and he does not answer it back. Mashenkin, after the first 3 days, then the halacha is, or even after, up until shloshim, even though people are not supposed to ask you shalom, but if they do, then you're allowed to answer them back. So Morris says, and Mashenkin, hochel etzorchla diyinu. Over here, after Shiva, you don't have to tell them anymore, but rather you'll have to answer them back. For tomorrow, we have a kasha. If you meet your friend, it's an oval for 12 months. Is medaber imoy tanchumim? You'll have to talk to him about the mace. Be menachem, appease him. You're not allowed to ask him shalom aleichem. Liacha yud beis chodesh, after 12 months, then first shel b'shloim, then you can first ask him shalom aleichem. You can't talk to him divrei chumin. Avu medabri mimatzad, not indirectly you could talk to him. An amr Rab Meir, amoytzi as chaveru, someone meets his friend, over liachu yud beis chodesh, after 12 months. Who medabri moitan chumin, you talk to him about the mace, you're trying to appease him. Lo mudem, what is this like? Liodom shenishbur ragla, someone broke his leg, v'choisen healed up already. Motzer right for now, he finds a doctor, v'yomle, tells him, k'lach esli, come to me, shani shoivra, I'll break your leg again, v'yafenu, and I'll heal it. V'deshetheda, shesamamonim shali yofin, that I'll show you that my medicine is very good. In other words, after 12 months, you've got about the mesh, you're not supposed to remind him again. But I call upon him here, it's mashma for 12 months, you can't ask him shalom aleichem. Before it's only mashma, 30 days, you can't say shalom to a novel. And the more like hasha, ha ba'ovi v'imoi, ha v'sha'a k'rivim. And ekonami, that by your father and your mother, it's an inyan of 12 months, so for 12 months you're not supposed to give an avom shalom aleichem. Only he could give shalom to you, but you're not supposed to go to give him shalom first. Mashenken, by another avol, then it's enough, not for your father and mother, it's only 30 days. Freddy Gemara, Hosem nam yudabri matanchum min atzad, like why can you talk indirectly to him? Enochnami, you could talk to him indirectly. It just means kedarko, you shouldn't talk to him tanchumim after 30 days. Av madabri imam min atzad, indirectly you could talk to him still about the mace even after 30 days. Just not directly to hurt his feelings, to bring all the feelings back again, but indirectly you are allowed to talk to him. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding that Chof Aleph from the Beis in the bottom of the Gemara. Tana Rabbon. Remember the last four lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbon. Ovel Gimel Yomim Horishonim, the first 3 days of the Avelis, Bo Mimokim Korov, he comes from a nearby place, is Moini Mohin. In other words, one brother was Mason, there are four brothers still alive. And three of them sit down to Sechiva. And the fourth brother, he didn't hear about it, or he didn't get to come to Sechiva. So if he comes to them within the first 3 days, he could sit with them. In other words, even though they already started, and he didn't start yet, he doesn't have to count the new 7 days. He's included with them, and the same time they get up, he also gets up. Rashi says, Moini Mohin, Im la'avelim sheboisa mokim, with the avelim sitting in that house already. Hoyol de b'mokim karavu, since this fourth brother was in a nearby place, v'yochol lovoi b'tchilus avelis, he could have come there really, at the beginning of the avelis, is chashvinen lei k'moy dosa. We consider as if mamashi came there. D'yeinu moine lehe yomim im shar avelim. He only counts another 5 days, like the other avelim are counting. Let's say he comes from a faraway place, that even if he wanted to, he couldn't have been there the first 2 days. Then, now this fourth brother has to start counting by himself. Let's say after the first 3 days, now this other brother comes to the place where the other brother is sitting, Shiva. Even if this fourth brother was in a nearby place, that really, if he would have known about it, he could have come right away to sit Shiva. Still, the halacha is moina liyatzmai. He has to count for himself. He has to count the new shiva from today, another 7 days. So when do we say that even though you didn't sit yet, you could be included with the brother that already sat? That's only if you're in a makom karev and you come within the first 3 days. If you come after the first 3 days, then you have to count your own 7 days. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, afilu bo b'yom ha'shvi. Shimon holds no. Even if this last brother comes on the seventh day, the last day that the mishpacha is sitting shiva, mimakam karv, as long as he comes by a nearby place, that means that if he would have known about it, he could have been there. So really he should have been there and he could have been there. Then still we say, moini mohim, he's included with them, and he does not come out to sit shiva at all. He just comes there at the seventh day, and he gets up with them. That's the machlekes. So amamar, before we learned the first sheet, it was like this. Gimel Yoma Morishonim. It only helps you if it comes within the first 3 days. In other words, if the Mishpacha started to sit Shiva already, and for some reason you didn't hear about it, or you didn't come to sit Shiva, if you come to the house to sit Shiva within the first 3 days, Halacha is Moini Mohim, that again, Amamar, Gimel Yoma Morishonim, Bo Mimokim Korv, if you come, you're the fourth brother, you're coming from a nearby place, that really you could have been there the first day, so the Halacha is Moini Mohim. You have a right to count with them, and you only have to count now another 5 days. So Amr Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Vu sheyesh godol habayis babayis. It's only if the Pashtun, a lot of different shotim here, Rashi learns it means of the oldest brother. Godol habayis means the oldest brother that's alive. Godol habayis, if he's alive, and he's sitting shiva there, so then the younger brother, when he comes, he becomes part of that house. But only if the older brother already started to sit shiva there. But let's say the younger brothers first started to sit shiva, and the older brother now comes to them, he's not bottled to them, even if he comes the second day, he has to start his own counting of 7 days. Rashi says, Sheyesh godol habayis babayis, Shebo umotza godol habayis babayis. You're the fourth brother, you first found out your brother was mace, and you're coming now when the rest of the family already sat shiva 2 days. Now, part of the family means the godel, the oldest one, is sitting shiva there. Then, Moini Mohin, if you're a younger brother and you come to the house now, you don't need a complete new 7 days. You just continue on another 5 days. In Aveli Abayis, Vizesh Shebohu Atzor, the new one coming now is the younger brother, Mimenu. Avulim Hoya Godel Baderech, let's say the older brother was on the road. Now he comes home to the house where the younger brothers were sitting shiva. Even if the older brother was in a nearby place and he could have been there, and he comes the second day, still the locher is the older brother has to start counting shiva over again, or his shiva, and has to count a complete 7 days. Why? Since the ones that are sitting are the younger brothers, the younger brothers can't include the older brother with them. Like at the Svara, they're bottled to the older one. The older brother is not bottled to the younger brothers. Satsha B'chiv Rabbah's Halacha, that's why we say if you come to the house and they're already sitting shiva, it's good. That's only if the Godel in the bias was there. Murray Boilu, I have a question like this now.